Let's preach. Jesus says, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to shift each of you like wheat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith will fail you not. Let's continue on what our series has been, and I'm not going to be for you long. I'm going to cut this message in half. But I have some to get to you, some principles and some awarenesses that will help guard your heart and your mind. Even before I start the message today, I've been praying, and not just me, it is something that's being birthed forth on the earth again. I'm a fan of Pastor John Hanna, and I'm a fan of Dr. Cindy Trim, and I'm a fan of those preachers who pray for 12 and 14 hours and pray that long time. I remember when I was a little boy, my mom and my auntie and my this evangelist named Sister Beatrice, they would pray all night long. And even my musicians today, even the staff was telling me when they were a little boy, in order for them to get on the musicians, they get on the instrumentation, they had to go to prayer. For prayer is the staple of our lives. Prayer is the pillar in which the church has leaned on. Prayer has been a prayer. Jesus said that my house shall be called and known as the house of prayer. And you are the house which he dwells, which he abides. So you should be the house of prayer. Prayer is how I set my foundations for your life. Prayer, the book of wisdom says, the book of wisdom is called Proverbs, says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, pray to him, seek him, turn to his face, and he will direct my path. For my path needs direction, because if it was me, I would walk sometimes where I should not walk. If it was me, I'll go somewhere where I should not go. But Job said this. Job said, Job said, I desire your word over my life more than my necessary food. Oh, hallelujah. Listen to what Job said. Job says, I'm sorry, it's not even part of the message, but I guess the Holy Ghost would like me to tell you this. Job said, I desire you more. I desire you more. I love you more than my Benz. I love you more than my fine cars. I love you more than the Gucci's. I love you more than the Louis Vuittons. I love you more than just living in big houses. I love you more than just social media status. I love you more than just want to be famous. I love you more, and I desire it more. I desire you more than my necessary. Thank you, Jesus, my necessary food, for God will direct your path. And the reason why he would direct your path is his name is Jehovah Rohi, which means God, for he sees afar off. And because he sees afar off, you know what's best for me. So I must seek. Oh, my God, I must seek after you because all of my life you have been faithful. All of my life, you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will, hallelujah, I will sing of the goodness of the Lord, because you have been so, so good. My prayer is based upon your resume, that you have been faithful to me and you will not lie to me. My prayer is based upon your resume, that you've been faithful to me and you would not lie to me. My prayer is based upon your doings. And that every time I read about your doings, not only in the Bible, but every time I see, read, and remember, will my mind just go back and read your doings. Hallelujah. In my life, my friend's life, my mama's life, my children's life, my financial life, my physical life. Every time I read what you have done, hallelujah, I know. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I told someone the other day, I said, look, I've been in services. My mother used to take me, and I'm going to preach here because I'm praying for you. My mom, bless her heart, used to take me to a tent revival, and it was, I think it was in Madison, Wisconsin, and A.A. Allen was having a tent revival, and A.A. Allen was at that time probably one of the biggest well-known miracle faith healers, evangelists of that time. And my mom used to take me to those moments because they understood that those moments were going to affect my life for the rest of my life. And even in that resume, even I was like 4 or 5 years old, and now I'm 54. And there's a lot of things I cannot remember, but I can sure remember the moments when God, hallelujah, has left an indelible impression that cannot be shaken, that cannot be moved, that cannot be uttered, that cannot be altered. Your resume has shown me that I have, that you are a healer. Your resume has shown me you've always been my guide. And I am confident that I know that you are my healer. I'm confident to know that you are a way maker. I am confident that you will come through. Your resume has said this. And when my back was against the wall, you gave me ways of escape. You was there when I didn't know where to turn, where to go. Your resume showed up, hallelujah. Your resume showed up, and your resume covered me when I was unsure, hallelujah. It covered me when I was unsure, and your resume made it so that whatever the devil tried, it didn't work. The song that blew the nation up last year was, and what was the devil failed? The devil failed. Everything the devil tried, it failed. Why? Because God came through for me. His resume. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. His resume covered me when I was unsure, and it didn't work. Hallelujah. Not that I am so good that I have acquired the secret all by myself, but you know my voice. Yes, you know my voice. Tell your neighbor, let him know your voice. Matter of fact, take a quick 30 seconds, a 5-second praise break, and tell God, let God know your voice. Let your voice be heard. Why? Because he's praying for you. Whether or not, my brothers and sisters, whether or not you have not known it, or you have not, if you have not really searched it out or searched for it, God, prayer is not for God. Prayer is for you. Prayer opens your eyes to see. Prayers open your ears to hear. Prayers open your mouth to say. Prayer activates your hands. Prayer pulls on your predestined inheritance that has determined, that has dimensional levels of increase that cannot be reversed and that cannot be altered. Hallelujah. With no other power, hallelujah, cannot be altered. Why? Because it's through the acts of prayer. That's why Jesus said, call on me while I may be found. He needs to hear your voice. He said, and that's why I like what he says, call on me. He says, make it personal. Call on me. Make your request known. Pastor, are you telling me what prayer is? Yes, I'm committed to getting this to you. I'm committed to getting it to me. I'm committed to get us back on the altar. I'm committed to take everything I have. I'm committed to take this ministry. I'm committed to take the instrument, everything I have. I'm committed to put it on the altar of prayer, because I understand that when I put it on the altar of prayer, I'm not praying by myself. He's praying for me. I'm not praying by myself. I'm not praying by myself. Can I tell you that I'm not praying by myself? Oh, glory. I'm trying, but I feel the presence of God, hallelujah. The Holy Ghost, the presence of the Holy Ghost is here. The presence of the Holy Ghost is here. And he wants you to know, you're not praying by yourself. For he says, I will be with you. He says, why? Because I'm praying for you. And if God is, if Jesus saying, I'm praying for you, what type of faith does he have in you that he's committing his life source and his life substance to pray for you? Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you here? Are you listening? Because he is committed. He has committed my life source. What more? What more can he do? What more can he give? He says, I'm committing my life source to, I am praying for you. you. All heaven knows, glory to God, that I am praying for you. Why? He says, I sent ambushments for your enemy. Why? He is the host of heaven. And he says, I have set up, glory to God. If I was you, this show shout right here. If I was you, I'll get up and I'll start running right now. Because God said, I have set ambushments around your enemy. I have set ambushments around those who would like to bring you down. I have set ambushments against those who want to come against your destiny. I have set ambushments against those who would like to come against your purpose. Because I am the Lord thy God. And because I've breathed you, glory to God. And because I've called you for such a time like this, I have set ambushments around the enemy's camp, so that the next people who see you would know that you are with the Lord thy God, and that he's praying for you. There's a story in the Old Testament that says that when the witch got together, and he wanted to pray against the people of God, and he began to pray. But when the king said, can you curse them? Oh, the man, the witch, the warlock, the demon himself, glory to God, the witch, the warlock said, I cannot say anything against him. Why? Because he's already been blessed. Somebody has already put the word on him. Somebody has already decreed and declared over his life. And because he decreed and declared, he said, king, you go, listen, the witch told the king, the warlock told the king, you gonna get me killed if you keep telling me to pray against the people of God. Why? Because somebody with a higher power, something that's greater than I, something, hallelujah, something that I'm on his borrowed time, hallelujah, and he is praying for them. Oh my God, he's praying for them. He said, make your request known. Why? Because prayer will, he says, make your request known because prayer will bring you back to the arms. Prayer will get you on the altar of the heart of God. Back to the arms of prayer. Hallelujah. I just don't want something to be, normally when somebody goes through something, we say it's so happen chance. Oh, I'll be praying for you. I'm praying for you. Have many of you ever said that to somebody? I'm praying for you. I'm really praying for you. But what happens is the response is not the same as it will be, I'm giving you $1 million. The response is not the same of I'm giving you. Why? Because I don't understand why that response would be so. Because I'm praying for you. When that statement should be made, the person would say, oh, I'm so glad you are. What has happened is that when people have said that, there has not been the manifestation of what someone said, I'll be praying for you about. And because someone has told you, for example, you come to me and say, Pastor, I'm going through a tragic time. And I said, oh, I'm praying for you, because that is the natural response for the believer. But also the natural response for the believer or the recipient should be, I'm expecting God to do something great in our life. I believe you don't get what you should get because of your response or how you accept when somebody say, I'm praying for you. But also, I believe the one who says, I'm praying for you, should say, I'm going to pray until God moves on your behalf. If it take me, see, oh my God, you got to be dedicated in the life of prayer. See, oftentimes, people do not want to dedicate themselves to the life of prayer. If I said we're having a concert, we're inviting the greatest artist, it'd be packed from the front to the back. But when you said I'm having prayer, oh my God, it'd just be a few mothers and a couple of folks that want to come to prayer. But I'm going to tell you something, my brothers and sisters, prayer is the key. Prayer is the key to getting what you want in God. Prayer is the key to getting your advancement in God. Prayer is the key. Prayer will increase you. Prayer will cause breakthrough. Prayer is the strategy from heaven that will get heaven to touch your earth. We should say, oh my God, we have said that I'll be praying for you. And most times we have not let that statement, most times it has just become a regular cliche, a statement, because it's not charged with the proper response. But if you decide to charge it with the proper response, prayer is the instrument in which heaven can touch your earth. And I need heaven to touch my earth. I need heaven to touch all things. I need heaven to be involved in my life. I need heaven to be involved in everything I'm in. Why? I want heaven to touch my earth. Because when the disciples asked Jesus to pray, They said, Jesus, how should we pray to get the results that you get? Jesus says, well, I get the results like I get because I have, first of all, I have an expectation. First of all, Jesus says, our Father, which art in heaven, because based upon my relationship, I have an expectation. That's why Jesus says, our Father, which art in heaven. Why? Because I have spent time with him. I live in the same house he lives in, glory. And because I live in the same house he lives in, I operate under the same glory that he operates on. And the same glory that's upon him is upon me. You ought to tell your neighbor, same grace, same grace, same grace, same grace, same grace. And so he's saying prayer will get you back in the arms. Prayer will increase you. Prayer will cause breakthroughs. Prayer is the strategy of heaven to get heaven to touch your earth. And I need heaven to touch my earth. And my proper response is, our Father, glory to God, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. In other words, I'm clearing things out already. Why? Because I'm already expecting you. I'm clearing things that I'm already saying. I'm already decreeing and declaring. I'm already putting my life. Oh, I'm aligning myself up with you. I'm already saying, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm aligning myself with what you're getting ready to do. I'm already expecting it for you to come through for me. I gotta hurry. So in the text, we find Jesus having communion with the disciples in the upper room. He is getting ready for their last supper, and it's right before the resurrection, the crucifixion, and the resurrection of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus, who has spent 3.5 years building the ones who followed him. Listen to the one where he says, Jesus, who has spent years building, was spent 3.5 years building the ones who follow him closely. Jesus, being who he was, tell Simon, the devil has plans for all of you. And the devil wishes to destroy all of you. The devil, he tells Simon, he said, Simon, I want you to listen to me because I'm not going to be here, but I want you to listen to me. Now, the devil is on an assignment to destroy all of you. He wants to sift you like wheat. In other words, because of our relationship, because of the call upon your life, because of the time I spent with you, because of the time we shared together on the backside of the mountain, the time we shared together in the wilderness, the time we shared together, and because of that, the enemy wishes to grind you down to dust, to make what we did, to make who we were of no value. But I have seen the tricks of the enemy afar off. This is Jesus talking. But I have seen the tricks and the deception of the enemy afar off. I have looked into your future for a right standing man, and a right standing man, our steps are ordered by the Lord. So God tells Simon Peter, foreseeing the danger which is before you. Peter particularly exposed, God says, I want to expose this to you. Why? Because I'm telling you that this thing is coming your way, but I have prayed for you. Can I tell you something, my brothers and sisters? There are some things in your life that's going to come your way. But can I tell you, he prayed for me. Matter of fact, I need you to write that in the chat for the very first time. He is praying. Come on. I need you to write it in the chat for the very first time. He is praying for me, and we're getting ready to close off that. He's praying for me. See, what happens is God told Peter, I saw it afar off. And because I saw it afar off, I'm going to give you a warning. But not only am I going to give you a warning, I'm going to encourage you. I'm praying for you. I make intercession for you. The Bible says, glory to God. The Bible says he prays for us. He makes intercession for the transgressor. Romans 28:8-26 says, like the Spirit help us in our weaknesses, for we know not what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groaning too deep for words. And he searches, oh my God, he searches the heart, know what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints. Oh my God, I want to stop right there. The Bible says the Spirit intercedes for the saint. thank God, hallelujah. That's why I don't mind when saints struggle. That's why I don't mind, glory to God. That's why I cannot judge you. Why? Because the Spirit is interceding for you. You are to your neighbor, neighbor, don't worry about me too much because the Spirit is interceding for me. I know you care. I know you've been watching out, but the Spirit intercedes for me. Why? Because Jesus stands between the porch. Jesus stands in the gap for you. He places himself between the porch and the altar, and he advocates for you. Oh, my God. That's why he's called my high priest. He's my high priest because he is familiar with the things that are familiar with you. He knows, oh, my God. You. That's one thing I think we sometimes forget in this modern-day church, in this contemporary day society, that he knows. He says, I know the way that you take. I know you're upstanding. I know you're downsetting. If you go to the deepest part of the sea, I am there. If you hide yourself in darkness, darkness becomes light to me. I know you. Why? I'm praying for you. This is why Jesus said, I'm called your high priest. Even you should know that. He called you high priest. Why? He knows the trap set for you. He knows the accidental, oh my God, the intentional conspiring against you. But I tell you, for he knows the way that I take, and he is praying for you. The song says, when I was a little boy, someone prayed for me. Someone had me on their mind. I'm so glad someone took the time to pray for me. That's a good place to say hallelujah. In the text, I have prayed. Jesus said that I have prayed that your faith fail you not. See, saints and friends, Jesus has spent time in impartation. He has spent time in sweat equity, downloading the kingdom experience for you and for me. Do you remember? I can see why Jesus told Simon. He says, Simon, I'm praying for you. Why? Because do you remember when I healed your mother and your mother-in-law? Peter, do you remember when I told you, when you first met me, let me get on your boat? Do you remember, Peter, with the little boy, with the five fishes and the loaves? Do you remember, Peter, and God did an increase? Peter, do you remember when the blind Bartimaeus called to me and said, oh, son of David? Peter, the devil wishes to make you forget about what I've been and who I can be for you and the promises that I've made in your life. But I am interceding for you that your faith fail you not. See, faith is just not silent. Faith is spoken and faith is worked. I'll say it again. Faith is just not silent. Faith is spoken and faith is worked. But Peter, you got to have a resolve that when you cannot see me at the moment, you must trust my choice in you. My brothers and my sisters, when you cannot see God at the moment, you must trust his choice in you. But even though God said, I know you must trust my choice in you. I know you're going to deny me three times. I know you're going to fall to the pressures of the world. But I know something else about you, that even though you're going to do these things, even though this stuff is set in stone, I know I have a word over your life. And because I have a word over your life, that faith, hallelujah, is in the word over your life. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, there's a faith over the word, over my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And God told Peter, I know you're going to deny me. I know that your disciples, you're going to run and you're going to hide. But even though I know this, I have faith in you, and I'm praying that the faith, oh my God, that your faith fail you not. And I can understand here, Jesus, and I'm finishing here, and I can understand what you said. I'm praying that your faith fail you not. Why? Because I believe in the word my Father has given you. Thank you, Jesus. I believe that the word that God has given you, that I am Christ, and there I am his anointed, and I'm the Son of the living God. I pray concerning that this revelation of faith fail you not, and I'm praying for you. My brothers and my sisters, can I tell you something? That while we're going through what we're going through, and while you're moving in the dimension you're moving in and the levels you want to move in, prayer is always premium. Prayer is the standard. Prayer should never be an option. And I'm telling you this, my brothers and my sisters, that God does not give, you and I are expecting the moves of God. If you and I are expecting the glory of God, if you and I are expecting God to come in such a magnanimous way that is undeniable, that is unprecedented, because I believe God moves in unprecedented ways. You ought to tell your neighbor, neighbor, our God moves in unprecedented ways. He'll come like you don't think he should come. He'll show up like you don't think he should show up. And when he shows up, he makes it better all the time. Tell your neighbor for the very last time. And we going home from here. Neighbor, that when I begin to pray, I'm praying for results. I'm not just praying just to pray. I'm not just praying not to expect. I'm just not praying because the Bible tells me that the word of God is a seed. And one thing about a seed, if it's planted in the right ground, it's going to grow. And that's what my expectation is, that I'm praying the word. A couple of weeks ago, God says, I live in these words. And if I pray the words that my God lives in, I will expect the results that Jesus get. Why? Because I'm praying for you. Tell your brother and your sister in this next don't. I want you never to forget that I'm in praying for you. I'm praying because I need God to move in your life. I'm praying because I need God to do something special in you. Why? Because you are going to be a confirmation to the ethnic groups. You are going to be a confirmation to somebody else that God can use anything. The song said, God, if you can use anybody, you can use me. If you can use anything, you can use me. And tell your brother and tell your sister, I'm praying for you because I recognize that prayer will open the door. Prayer will, why I know it? Because the Bible tells me in Matthew, he says, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be open. And what am I knocking on? I'm knocking on the door of God's heart. I'm knocking on the door of God's heart. And when I knock on the door of God's heart, I'll have the room of his hand. And when I have the room of his hand, everything will be all right. This is why I can understand why the old folks would say, I got a feeling that everything will be all right, because grandmama didn't know Hebrew, uncle didn't know Greek, but what they knew is how to call on the name of the Lord. Call on the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run in and they are saved. I gotta go and I gotta get out of here, but I want you to know, some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but I will trust in the name of the Lord. I heard the song said, I will trust in the Lord until I die. Why? He's praying for me. That's why sometimes you gotta say, excuse me, let me boast. Sometimes you gotta say, excuse me, let me boast, because he's praying for me. The reason I live like I live, he's praying for me. The reason I give, woo, like I give, he's praying for me. And the reason you can live better, he's praying for you. And the reason you can have more, he's praying for you. Grab your neighbor, get them real good, shake them, and say, neighbor, our God is praying for you. Receive, 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 receive. He's praying for you. 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 Brothers and sisters, I'm done. Please get your offering and your tithe. We're going to have offering and tithe, and we're going to give. I'm even praying over this giving. I want you to know something. This morning at the barbershop, me and pastor started talking, and Holy Ghost moved in so quickly. It's amazing. We're moving in an era It's called the Elijah era, where Elijah, A-L, the second one, where he did double than his predecessors. But what Elijah did that was so powerful is that he burnt up everything he had so he could not go back to what was. He pressed toward the mark of the high calling. There's miracles to be released. I'm telling you, don't walk in front of your camera. I'm telling you this. And I'm done. There's miracles to be released. So many signs and wonders, and he has so much more. Prayer is going to release the new dimension of what you need in your life. Prayer will. That's why for some reason God said, I need you to go into, because we had changed services. We had changed service, but God said, no, go back to praying first. Make him first. And I'm guaranteeing, I'm challenging you over the next 21 days with Pastor to pray every day. If it's just 5 minutes a day, 3 minutes a day, I'm challenging you, because he wants to release upon you a grace that nothing can be held you from anything. God wants to release upon you a grace that's going to change your life forever. Because when he said something about 4 weeks ago, he says, I want to heal you forever. I want to make a clip of this. He says, I want to heal you forever. Some of you need to be healed forever in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit, in your money, in your physical body. He wants to heal you forever. And I'm praying today, Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that this word of prayer and that the assurance, knowing that blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. You're an heir of salvation, purchased by God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. Anyone say, this is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long.